Chapter 39. Rachel's plane landed a half hour late at Burbank because of the rain and wind. It had not let up through the night, and the city was cast in a shroud of gray. It was the kind of rain that paralyzed the city. Traffic moved at a crawl on every street and every freeway. The roads weren't built for it. The city wasn't either. By dawn, the stormwater culverts were overflowing. The tunnels were at capacity, and the runoff to the Los Angeles River had turned the concrete-lined canal that snaked through the city to the sea into a roaring rapids. It was black water, carrying with it the ash of the fires that had blackened the hills the year before. There was an end-of-the-world gloom about it all. The city had been tested by fire first, and now rain. Living in L.A. sometimes felt like riding shotgun with the devil to the apocalypse. People I saw that morning carried a what's-next look in their eyes. Earthquake? Tsunami? Or maybe a disaster of our own making? A dozen years earlier, fire and rain had been the harbingers of both tectonic and social upheaval in the City of Angels. I didn't think there was anybody here who doubted it could happen again. If we are doomed to repeat ourselves in our follies and mistakes, then it is easy to see nature and balance operating on the same cycle. I thought about this as I waited for Rachel at the curb outside the terminal. The rain pounded the windshield, turning it translucent and murky. The wind rocked the car on its springs. I thought about rejoining the cops, already second-guessing my decision, and wondering if I would be repeating myself in folly or if I had a chance this time at grace. I didn't see Rachel in the rain until she knocked on the passenger side window. She then opened the back hatch and threw in her bag. She was wearing a green parka with the hood up. It must have done her well facing the elements in the Dakotas, but it looked too large and bulky on her in L.A. "This better be good, Bosch," she said as she climbed in and dropped wetly onto the passenger seat. She showed no outward sign of affection, and neither did I. It was one of the agreements we'd made on the phone. We were to act as professionals until we played my hunch out. "Why, you got alternatives?" "No, it's just that I put everything on the line last night with Alpert. I'm one fuck-up short of a permanent posting in South Dakota, where, by the way, the weather might actually be nicer than this." "Well, welcome to L.A. I thought this was Burbank. Technically."